You're listening to the This Is How We See It podcast with your host, Eric Lee. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. Now, here's Eric.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I thank you so much for spending just a little bit of your day with me again. Before I get into my main topic today, two things I want to talk about. The first one is I finally saw American Fiction, the movie with Jeffrey Wright, Tracy Ellis Ross, Sterling K. Brown, Leslie Uggams is in it, Erica Alexander from Cosby Show and Living Single fame. I saw it yesterday. Fantastic. I can see why people are saying that it might be up for some Oscars. And I really do hope that that is true, because it is really a fantastic movie. And I'm not going to tell you the movie, but what I will say is that Jeffrey Wright, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Sterling K. Brown are brothers and sister, okay? And they are very educated. Tracy Ellis Ross is a doctor, and she... I think she runs a Planned Parenthood clinic. Sterling K. Brown is a plastic surgeon. And Jeffrey Wright is an author. He's a writer, and I think he's a professor somewhere at some school. I don't think they really said the name of the school. But anyway, he doesn't really get suspended, but they force him to take some time off because something happens in one of his classes. And so he goes to Massachusetts for a book conference, but his family is also there. And that's where he teams up again with Tracy Ellis Ross, and Leslie Uggams is the mother. And it's just a fantastic movie. And I hope you guys go to see it. And let me say this. Now, this, I would probably say, is about a 99% African-American cast. And I'm going to say this. Don't be going around, talking about, you know, Oscars so white and talking about how Hollywood is so, you know, racist, and you don't even go see and support the black movies that are being made. Do you not understand that money talks? And if more people went to support the black movies that are being made, Hollywood would make more, because more so, I think, than skin color, they're looking at that green color. So please stop just sitting around talking about, you know, racism in Hollywood and why aren't black movies nominated. Go support the movies, because when you support the movies, Hollywood takes notice and they'll start making more movies with African-American characters. So that's just that. So wanted to say that. Go see it. It's a great movie, American Fiction. I also want to talk about, it's just weird. I had intended to watch the president's State of the Union, but I tell you, I laid across that bed, and when I woke up, it was the next morning at about 5 o'clock, but I did hear that he did a great job. I saw little excerpts from it. I heard little excerpts from it, And people are saying that, you know, for the people who thought he was too old and that he was, you know, losing his mind and all of that stuff, that he put that to bed that night. So hopefully that is true. I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time talking about that thing. She's standing there with a MAGA hat on. And she thinks that's cute. She thinks that's, you know, that's cute. She thinks that she's hurting the president. And it just makes her look stupid to me. It's just like, okay, you just look dumb. You just look dumb and you look stupid. And you've looked dumb and stupid since you've been to Congress. And I don't even understand why people keep electing you. What are you doing? I mean, like what bill or what kind of legislation have you tried to put forth? It just seems to be a waste of time. But anyway, the election's coming up. I think you guys know who I'll be voting for. So that's that. So on to my topic today. Sean Diddy Combs has been having a very bad year. And it started last year. I think it started somewhere around December or November of last year. And it has carried over into 2024. And I tell you, he just can't take a break. He can't catch a break. All of these people are coming out, you know, saying that he sexually harassed them, that, you know, he raped them. And so the topic for today, I named it Sean Diddy Combs versus the world. Now, let me first start out by saying that I am not here to argue his innocence or argue his guilt, because I don't know. I have never met Sean Diddy Combs. I have never been invited to any of his parties. And I don't know any of these people that we're going to talk about in today's show. I am simply going to go through a timeline of the accusations that are being made against him. So, and let me just say that this was based off of a People.com article. So the allegations first made headlines in November of last year when his ex, Cassie, filed a bombshell lawsuit against him, alleging that the music mogul raped and sex trafficked her over the course of an abusive 10 years. So we'll talk about that. In her complaint filed against Combs in New York, she claimed that she was stuck in a decade-long cycle of abuse, violence, and sex trafficking that included a 2018 rape after she tried to leave him and multiple instances of domestic violence. The lawsuit was resolved to their mutual satisfaction a day later. However, more women have come forward since then, with some accusing Diddy of abuse, sex trafficking, and gang rape. On December 6, Diddy spoke out about the allegations. He said, "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. So here is everything you need to know about the timeline of his sexual assault accusations and lawsuit. We're going to go in chronological order. November 16th, 2023, Diddy's ex Cassie accuses him of rape, sex trafficking, and domestic violence in a lawsuit. On November 16th, singer Cassie filed a lawsuit in New York against Diddy, whom she dated on and off again from 2007 to 2018. In her complaint, she accused Diddy of raping and abusing her over the course of their decade-long relationship. Excuse me. Once Cassie, born Cassandra Ventura, decided to fully end the relationship in September 2018 over dinner, she alleged that Diddy forced his way into her home and raped her. In a statement to People, Combs' lawyer Ben Braffman denied the allegations, which he called offensive and outrageous. He says, Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. Ms. Ventura's demand of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship was unequivocally rejected as blatant blackmail, Braffman said. Despite withdrawing her initial threat, Ms. Ventura has now resorted to filing a lawsuit riddled with baseless and outrageous lies, aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs' reputation and seeking a payday. In response, Ventura's attorney, Douglas Wigder, said in a statement, Mr. Combs offered Ms. Ventura eight figures to silence her and prevent the filing of this lawsuit. She rejected his efforts and decided to give a voice to all women who suffer in silence. Ms. Ventura should be applauded for her bravery. On November 17, 2023, Diddy and Cassie settled a lawsuit. A day after Cassie filed her lawsuit, Diddy and the singer announced they resolved the claims in the lawsuit to their mutual satisfaction. That means she got money. The parties added that there will be no further details publicly released about the terms of the agreement. I have decided to resolve this matter amicably on terms that I have some level of control, Ventura said in a statement. I want to thank my family, fans, and lawyers for their unwavering support. Combs said, we have decided to resolve this matter amicably. They both used the word amicably. Amicably sounds like same person wrote the wrote both speeches. He says, I wish Cassie and her family all the best. Ben Braffman, Combs' lawyer, clarified his client's stance on the issue, telling People in a statement, just so we're clear, a decision to settle a lawsuit, especially in 2023, is in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Mr. Combs's decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims. He is happy they got to a mutual settlement and wishes Miss Ventura the best. Now, again, I am not saying that Cassie is lying, and I'm not saying that Diddy is innocent. But here is what I find to be very interesting. You heard me read earlier that they had an off and on relationship for 10 years. So that means that they would be together and then she would leave. But it sounds like to me that she kept coming back. So here's the question in my mind. Who keeps coming back into a situation where they are supposedly being raped? Then she says that he pimped her out, making her have sex with other people. She said sex trafficking. She accused him of that. But you kept coming back. I don't understand who would keep coming back into that situation. He let you go because you guys were on and off for 10 years. Right? That baffles me. And again, I'm not trying to say that what Cassie's saying was wrong. I'm not saying she's lying. But I just don't understand how all of this horrible stuff is happening to you. You get out, but then you keep coming back over a course of 10 years. That's interesting. On November 23rd, 2023, Diddy is accused of sexual assault by another woman. Days after settling his lawsuit with Cassie, Diddy was accused of sexual assault in a lawsuit filed in the Manhattan Supreme Court. According to the court documents obtained by People, a woman named Joy Dickerson Neal accused Diddy of drugging and raping her when she was a college student at Syracuse University in 1991. Attorneys for Dickerson Neal claim she was the victim of revenge porn after the music mogul allegedly recorded the incident and shared the tape with others in the music industry. At the time of the filing, which occurred as the New York State Adult Survivors Act window was about to close, Diddy denied the allegations, claiming Dickerson Neal fabricated the entire story. A representative for him states, "This last-minute lawsuit is an example of how a well-intentioned law could be turned on its head. Miss Dickerson's 32-year-old story is made up and not credible. Mr. Combs never assaulted her, and she implicates companies that did not exist. This is purely a money grab and nothing more." Also on November 23rd, 2023, Diddy faces a third sexual lawsuit. That same day, Diddy was accused of sexual assault by a third woman, according to a lawsuit filed in New York County Supreme Court. In the lawsuit obtained by People, a Jane Doe alleged that Diddy and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns raping her and a friend in New York City more than 30 years ago. So, on the same day that this other lady, what's her name? Dickerson Neal, claimed that he raped her. Here comes another lady, but she's Jane Doe. She doesn't want her name. She doesn't want her name mentioned. So again, these are fabricated claims falsely alleging misconduct from over 30 years ago and filed at the last minute. So again, this law called the New York State Adult Survivors Act had a window. And so what Diddy's lawyers and representatives are saying is that these two women, I don't know if they're talking about Cassie, but that these two women, that the timing, they're trying to put these allegations in so that they can get a payday before this window ends. He says, this is nothing but another money grab. Because of Mr. Combs' fame and success, he is an easy target for anonymous accusers who lie without conscience or consequence for financial benefit. Now, that was what a representative of Diddy told people. Now, we do know that people will say anything for money. And, you know, I'm just going to say another thing. 30 years. Now, again, I'm not trying to say that it didn't happen, but 30 years, you sat for 30 years on this. 30 years. And now that this window is about to close for you to file a claim, you now are coming forth and saying, you know, that this happened to you. And again, you know, I'm not trying to say that it didn't, but I think this is strange. The spokesperson also added, the New York legislature surely did not intend or expect the Adult Survivors Act to be exploited by scammers. The public should be skeptical and not rush to accept these bogus allegations. And people wanted you to know that they attempted to contact Aaron Hall for comment, but he could not be reached. Now, I'm wondering, is this the Aaron Hall from the group Guy? I used to love that song. Anyway, November 28th, 2023, Diddy temporarily steps aside as Revolt's chairman. Shortly after, the hip-hop TV network Revolt, which Diddy co-founded, released a statement via social media announcing that Diddy would no longer serve as the network's chairman. A representative for the rapper told People the move was only temporary, and we see that a lot. When there's some controversy between, you know, the chairman or the president of a company, they normally step down, you know, at least temporary, you know, until all of this blows over. In a statement, the network wrote, Sean Combs has stepped down from his position as chairman of Revolt. While Mr. Combs has previously had no operational or day-to-day role in the business, this decision helps to ensure that Revolt remains steadfastly focused on our mission to create meaningful content for the culture and amplify the voices of all Black people throughout this country and the African diaspora. The statement continues, our focus has always been one that reflects our commitment to the collective journey of Revolt, one that is not driven by any individual, but by the shared efforts and values of our entire team on behalf of advancing, elevating, and championing our culture. And that continues. On December 6, 2023, Diddy is accused of sex trafficking and gang rape by a fourth woman. In early December, Diddy was accused of sexual assault by a fourth victim. In a lawsuit filed in New York, a woman under the name Jane Doe accused Diddy, former Bad Boy Entertainment president Harve Pierre, and a third individual labeled as third assailant of sex trafficking and gang rape when she was just 17 years old. In the filing obtained by People, Jane Doe claimed that Pierre approached her at a lounge in Michigan and convinced her to take a private jet with him and third assailant to Combs's recording studio in New York City. Once she arrived, she alleges she was given drugs and alcohol before being viciously gang raped, the lawsuit claims. Pierre has yet to respond to People's requests for comment on either allegation. On December 6, 2023, Diddy speaks out about sexual assault allegations. That same day, Diddy denied the recent allegations against him in a statement to People. This is where he says enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. He also added, sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. Early in February of this year, Diddy was sued by a male music producer who accused the hip-hop mogul of sexually assaulting him and forcing him to have sex with prostitutes. The suit, filed in federal court in New York, accuses Combs of repeated instances of unsolicited groping and sexual touching. It also says the man had to work in a bathroom while Combs showered and walked around naked. Well, what kind of music equipment is in a bathroom? If you're a music producer, why are you in the bathroom while Diddy is showering? That's a little weird. A lawyer for Combs called the events described in the lawsuit pure fiction. We have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies, said Combs' attorney, Sean Holly. We will address these outlandish allegations in court and take all appropriate action against those who make them. Also in the lawsuit, the producer claims Combs made him solicit prostitutes and pressured him to have sex with them. It also described a time when the producer woke up in bed with two sex workers suspecting he had been drugged. These are a lot of allegations against Diddy. As I said before, I am not here to prove his innocence or guilt because I don't know. Some of these allegations do sound a bit outlandish. They really do. They sound a bit outlandish. It is never our intent to try to blame the victim because, again, I don't know any of these people. I don't know if this happened to them or not. I just think it's odd that people wait so long to bring accusations against people. And I know that's easier said than done, right? I know that's easier said than done. Some people, especially in the music industry, that could mean that you could be blackballed. I just wish people would speak their truth. And I think that you would be more credible if you, when something happens to you, speak out. I know it's easier said than done, but it just looks kind of weird 30 years later making these allegations right before the window closed on a new, assault act, you know, or it just looks kind of weird that you were in a 10-year relationship with this person on and off. So you were with them, then you weren't with them, y'all broke up, and then you kept coming back for 10 years to the abuse that you claim you were experiencing. And again, I'm not saying that the abuse was not real. I can't say that because I don't know that. But what I would say to people is, speak your truth, people. Don't let anyone disturb your peace. Stop. Don't just be with someone, you know, for money or for whatever. And one of the things that I would like to say in the Cassie case, you know, Cassie was a successful artist before she even met Diddy. And, you know, she wasn't like some street person. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't someone that he found working at McDonald's, or she wasn't like some person that he found, you know, on the streets, and then he brought her in, and then he, you know, this started happening to her, and, you know, she stayed because she didn't have, you know, anything else. Cassie had a team. She had a manager. She had family. It's weird to me. And again, not saying that she's lying about it. I would just say, people, like, speak your truth. Speak your truth. A lot of people say, well, I didn't think people would believe me. Well, you know what? If they believed you or not, stand up for yourself. You know, speak your truth. Come out with it. Hey, this person did this to me. This person did this to me. And not 15 years ago, 30 years ago. No, this person did this to me last week. This person did this to me, you know, last month. You know, were the police called? I didn't hear anything about authorities being called in any of these instances. When this stuff happened, did you go to the hospital? The hospital, they have, you know, those rape kits. That stuff can bring credibility to your claims. I don't know. I would just say, don't let anybody disturb your peace. If somebody is mistreating you, get out. Get out of it. I don't care how much money they have, which, of course, is the defense of Diddy's representatives and lawyers. Diddy is worth over $800 million. So, and that's what I tell y'all. We look at the lives of the rich and the famous, and we just think it's so fabulous. But money, it does not. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you don't have any problems. Look at all of these lawsuits. Look at all of this stuff happening to one of the richest hip-hop moguls in the world. More money, more problems. So we don't know where it goes from here. They said it happened. Diddy said it didn't happen. I didn't read about any proof. Where is anybody's proof? Does anybody have any physical proof besides just an accusation? I don't know. Well, that's my show. We will see you next time. Bye for now. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now, cause it's bad boy for life.
They go straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play, I push it down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, got a problem with me. Black, what happened? They running around acting like the black don't care.
Inspire Tees Company is a Christian-owned business that sells inspirational and Christian-themed t-shirts. Available in many sizes and colors, our tees are for men and women, and many are unisex in selection. Inspire Tees is a woman-owned and operated business as well, and Inspire Tees supports veterans, military personnel, and police. When you purchase a tee from Veterans, Military, and America category, 10% of those profits go to the Wounded Warrior Project. For more information, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/inspiretees.co.